FBI warns of spike in physical, virtual kidnappings along U.S.-Mexico border. By Ildefonso Ortiz on February 7, 2022. The FBI is warning about a rise in kidnapping and extortion along the U.S.-Mexico border, adding that victims often do not report crimes for fear of deportation. The El Paso field office has seen an increase in physical and hoax kidnappings, according to a prepared statement. "These types of cases are tragic," said Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey R. Downey. "It's not the amount of money involved, it's the fact innocent victims are tricked into believing their loved ones are in danger and the horror and helplessness they feel as they scramble to secure what they think is their release." According to the FBI, the cases targeting migrants present another obstacle since victims often refuse to come forward for fear of deportation. Breitbart, Texas has documented cases of physical kidnappings in Mexico and some in Texas, where authorities have rescued migrants being held for ransom by smugglers. While in traditional kidnappings a victim is physically held for payment, virtual or hoax kidnappings involve a victim being falsely told that a loved one has been taken and is then coerced into paying a ransom. Investigators say scammers are calling random hotel rooms in El Paso, claiming they are surrounded by gunmen. Call recipients are instructed to capture photos or video of themselves. Those images are then sent to relatives for a ransom. The FBI advises the public to look for the following indicators. Calls are usually made from an outside or non-U.S. area code. May involve multiple, successive phone calls. Calls do not come from the kidnapped victim's phone. Callers go to great lengths to keep you on the phone. Callers prevent you from calling or locating the kidnapped victim. Ransom money is only accepted via wire transfer, cryptocurrency, or peer-to-peer payment apps. Agents recommend that those who receive a phone call about a potential kidnapping should stay calm. Try to slow the situation down. Avoid sharing information about you or your family during the call. Request to speak to the victim directly. Ask, "How do I know my loved one is okay?" Request the kidnapped victim call back from his/her cell phone. Listen carefully to the voice of the kidnapped victim if they speak and ask questions only they would know. If they don't let you speak to the victim, ask them to describe the victim or describe the vehicle they drive, if applicable. While staying on the line with alleged kidnappers, try to call the alleged kidnapped victim from another phone or attempt to physically locate the victim. Attempt to text or contact the victim via social media. To buy time, repeat the caller's request and tell them you are writing down the demand, or tell the caller you need time to get things moving. Don't directly challenge or argue with the caller. Keep your voice low and steady. If you are a victim at a hotel, hang up, call the front desk immediately and verify what is being told to you.